We're leaping around from interview to interview this morning, and now on the line I've got Debs from the Old School. Good morning.
Good morning there, Aaron. It's a beautiful morning.
Oh, it is, isn't it? A little bit chilly to start with, but it is lovely, provided you're out of the wind.
Yeah, and I'm starting to see some of those stars in the sky.
Are you? Not well, right now.
No. Look, at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Or even at night time, actually, it's been quite lovely.
It has been good weather for that, hasn't it? I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Hey, so there's a few things happening. It is Matariki weekend, and there's a few things at the Old School happening this weekend, including an extra market, but also an event on Saturday night, is it? Or Saturday afternoon, evening?
No, well, it starts at 6 o'clock.
Right.
This is the beginning for the Raglan Old School Art Centre's Matariki celebrations that are around for a whole month. So it's going to be opening up at 6 o'clock with Sean Allison opening up with some special prayers and songs and so forth. Sorry, I'm not that au fait.
Yes.
There's also street performers and fire dancing, followed by some waiata and a ceilidh dancing that will take place. Raglan Kindy are doing a fundraiser. They've got mussel fritters and lots of seafood chowder with fried bread or sourdough bread and pumpkin soup. Mm. And there's also a selection of sweet treats, cake slices at $1 each. The kai is going to be from $1 to $10, depending on what you pick. And then in the gallery, there's the beginning of a community art installation that Ellie's facilitating. And that's about having a good remembrance time and thinking about the last year and writing down some of those points of significance that you might have experienced in the year, and then writing them down on a little note, I think it's actually on a black piece of paper.
Yeah.
And then you're connecting up the seven stars, and then you go through, so that's kind of like the past, and you go through this little tunnel, which is, you know, an artistic tunnel, so it's not a literal tunnel. And then you look at the future and what you'd like to see happen for the future. So you write those little things down as well. And then I think at the end of the month, we're hoping to be able to pull all of those pieces of the collection of papers together and have a ceremony out and burn them. But in a nice way, of course. And of course, Ellie and Jacqueline would be describing it way better than what I've just done.
But that's all right. Anyway, you're giving us the picture, which we didn't know, and I didn't know much about this one till now. So I'm glad we're talking about it.
Yeah. Well, I know behind the scenes, everybody, excluding myself, has been really busy. I can't wait to see the fire dancing.
Yeah.
Myself. Yeah. So it does start at 6 o'clock, okay? So, be there or be square, as they say.
6 till 9. And I see on the poster a licensed bar as well for people interested in that side of things.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's all we have to say about that? That's for Saturday from 6 till 9?
Yeah.
Okay.
It will be much better than how I've described it. That's probably the best thing.
That's all right. You've done all right. There's like an interactive component, and there's hot food, and ceilidh and waiata.
And starting the celebrations that the Arts Centre has been organising over the last couple of, 2 or 3 months, and it starts with this.
Right, okay. And then, so should we move on to the, is the next thing we're talking about the creative market the next day? The Matariki market?
Yeah, so the next day, so we're sort of moving around the couches and the tables and chairs, in the middle of the night, those elves come out.
Yeah.
I think he's called Richard, but,
Thank you, Richard.
Probably not an elf. And, so we've got a few returning stalls, which is really lovely, we've got some promise of some good weather. It's going to be totally different from last market, which was actually quite amazing because it didn't rain. Any other time in a week or 2 weeks it didn't rain. And we've also got 8 new stalls.
Right.
And one of them is a vegan-friendly, get this, designer vegan-friendly dog collars. How's that?
All right.
If you want to be so, really PC, yeah.
So not a leather collar, obviously. I guess that's what I'm concluding.
No, so I can't wait. Yeah, I can't wait to see them and touch them and see how strong they are, you know. And we've also got some beeswax candles. You know how we've got, you know, we've got a great supply of soy candles, but we've got Jackie starting. She's dead keen. She's obviously got a day job, but she's but in the weekends. So Raglan will be her first market that she's selling, and they're beeswax candles, and they do sound lovely. I think she's got Madonna and things like that, sort of like a Catholic bent.
Oh,
there.
Yes.
But that'll be interesting. And we've got Miranda back now, which I think will be really good. And then Mara...
Hold on, stop. What's Miranda doing?
Oh, well, what doesn't she do? But Miranda's art, so I mean, like, you know, there's cushions and there's prints, there's, yep, God knows, fridge magnets, you know, all her art. She's boots, I think she's still got, you know, some that look like DM boots that have her prints on. Yeah, so she's back, which is really good to see. And we've got Pauline. She does she incorporates her artwork as well as her beekeeping work. So she does, I think it's kind of like honeybee stationery, I call it.
Right.
So that's quite sweet. And we've got Brian and his crew up there, upstairs. So we're going to be using the upstairs.
Yeah.
And we've got some Reiki happening, and the Sunflower Oracle magazine. Women are going to be present, so they can discuss with you what complementary and alternate practitioners there are close by, or even nationally, actually, now.
Okay.
And we've got quite a few new artists sort of appearing as well, which is really lovely to see. They've sort of taken a quiet back view at the market in recent times. So that's lovely. And we've got Liz and Rick coming with their pesto. And I'm not too sure if Liz has got time to make any soup. But we do have Etai and Therese coming with Raglan falafel. So that's great to have them back. Yeah, and the peanut butter girls, dare I say girls, but crew, they've taken over from Maria and Cora, who'd been doing the juices for over 10 years.
Yeah.
So they're starting up the juices for the first time this Sunday.
Awesome.
And I'm really looking forward to tasting that. I think they're going to be based in the kitchen. They want an inside stall over winter. So, you know, we'd sort of like have the foodies around. And I don't know if you got a chance to taste that Peruvian chili sauce.
No, I didn't. I didn't, I'm afraid.
Yeah, you'll have to, yeah. Yeah, it's really lovely. And so she saw, I told Mara that she was sold out. So it's $7 a pot, and it'll last you a week, and you'll want to put it on everything possible. And I think she's going to do a hotter sauce and a milder sauce. I prefer the milder ones. But, yeah, so she's going to do some more, but she'd sold out by sort of 11:30, I think. Last market.
Yeah.
And we're hoping...
Go ahead.
Go on. Well, we're hoping to have a Muslim community group coming. They're going to be offering people the ability to talk about what it is like to be a Muslim in New Zealand, especially.
They were in, they were on stuff.co.nz in the paper recently.
They were due to come to the last market, and obviously the weather put them off, and they said they would come this one, but I actually haven't heard from them. And apologies, Paul at Morning Glory can't get his truck to come down, his cart, because he's really seriously injured his back. And then we don't have anyone to make the coffee because Robin is going away for 4 weeks, and she's the one that makes those beautiful coffees and hot chocolate. So unless there's anyone out there who can offer their skills, if they know how to make coffee and so forth, then I can put you through to Paul, or you can see him down at Indy's.
Okay, you have to say, yeah, if anyone, call out to anyone who can make coffee for the Sunday market, and at the drop of a hat, probably. Although, are you saying the equipment's available?
Well, you can talk to Paul, and that I he wants, you know, he doesn't want his cart in his backyard. He wants it done at the old school, but he needs some help in taking it down.
Oh, that's the issue.
He's hurt his back.
Okay, yeah. All right, folks, well, there you go. It's some, hopefully someone out there can help out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we've got Yanis and Monica with their beautiful jewellery.
Okay.
Ocean inlays. Yeah.
All right. And as I see, we've hit 10 o'clock, Deb. We've hit 10 o'clock.
Okay.
We've talked about food. I always like to hear about the food. We have talked about food, and we've talked about the coffee and all the new stalls. So I think we've pretty much covered everything. Is there anything else happening that we haven't mentioned?
Oh, yeah. So if you've ever wanted to do a hula hoop, try a ukulele. We've got Evelyn, who's just starting a workshop teaching hula hoops. She's on at midday for half an hour.
Okay. That's another thing. That was unexpected. Is that associated with the hula hoop classes that are on at the old school at the moment?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Deb. Well, look, thank you for your time this morning, and we'll see you at the market. And good luck with the Saturday event as well. Don't forget, folks, the Matariki Solstice Celebration, 6 to 9 at the old school. That's happening as well. Thanks, Debs.
Okay, thanks, Aaron. Bye-bye.
All right, folks, yes, that is that's the message out there, all the stuff happening this weekend. And if you heard me earlier saying there was adult sport on, there isn't. I got that wrong. I need to correct that. They're having a weekend off, although the kids' sport, my team, is playing anyway. I know that much, if we can find enough players. For people who are listening, if you're listening at around 8 o'clock on Friday, you're just going to get music after this because I'm not at work on Friday, so no live show for Friday. It's a public holiday, and I like to take them off just like everyone else who takes them off. So I will see you all again on Monday.